Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Today is Your Day, Already in Progress.
What is this? How many of you had been a member of a church 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, any of those numbers, and never saw a miracle? Never saw a miracle. What's wrong? What is wrong? How you said you were sick 20 years, Paula?
Yes, sir.
20 years, and you couldn't get healed.
No.
And you've been a member of the church all that time, right?
Yes.
What's wrong with us?
Nobody taught us.
You know what? One day, I used to think about that. This is exactly what my wife just said. Nobody taught us. You know, I thought to myself, you know, if these things mean what they say, why don't they teach me these things in church? I didn't understand that. I thought, you know, so then I would take some of these wonderful promises, like Kim Scott's favorite verse, if two of us agree about anything.
Amen.
Yeah, how many times do you think y'all use that in a month?
Oh, goodness.
There ain't no
more
telling.
Than 100.
Yeah, you use it all the time.
That's right.
Because it works, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know Kim and Scott. And Scott, he always, when we sit down in there to have a snack or something, man, he said, Pastor, let me tell you what I did this week. Let me tell you about this person I prayed for. And boy, he's just full of testimony. I went my whole life in church and with around Christian men, never had a man like that. Never. Has some of y'all been the same way? Go to church, never see a miracle, never hear nobody talk about a miracle or nothing. So anyway, then when I started seeing some of these things that said I can do certain things, I would take some scripture and I'd go to my pastor. And of course, I used to think pastors knew everything, but now that I've become one, I know how little we know. So, you know, so anyway, I'd say, you know, what about this promise? What do we do with this? Well, Thurman, that's not exactly what he meant. I said, now, wait a minute. You know, I said, just like right here in Genesis, it clearly says that the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. I said, why did he harden Pharaoh's heart? And he says, well, that's not exactly what it means. Said, that's what it says, but he really let Pharaoh harden his own heart. I said, but you know, that is not what that says. And so as I went down through these things and I'd think, well, okay, next time one of the PhDs from seminary is over here, I'll ask him. He'll know, I guarantee. You know, they know. They teach the Bible. They'll know everything. And so I ask, and I got basically the same kind of answer. And so then I think, wow, Lord, I thought you were smarter than this, God. I really thought you were smarter than this. You know, if you really didn't mean that, then, Lord, why did you put that in your book? That isn't that a good answer or a good question?
Yes.
And so one day I said, Lord, I really do need an answer. I can't seem to get the answer from nobody here. So I need you to tell me why you wrote this book and didn't mean what you said. Have you ever questioned the Lord like that yourself? Have you read some of those things and you never saw any miracles? Or have you had a senior pastor at a Baptist church that teaches the Bible for 40 years and he don't believe none of these promises? What's wrong? But that's the way it is, isn't it, Jack?
That's the way it is.
I remember one time Jack said that at the Baptist church he was going to at that time after he learned these things, he went to his pastor and told him, said, you know, Pastor, you got all these things wrong with you. He said, you need to go to a healing school with me. He said, now, a healing school? He said, yes. He said, now the guy that teaches it is a Baptist, and he was a Southern Baptist just like we are. And he said, I guarantee you, now listen to this terminology. Jack says to his senior pastor, I guarantee you if you'll go with me to a healing school and you'll do what that man tells you, I guarantee God will heal you. And he's never been here, has he, Jack? Now why? Isn't that amazing? Wow. What is it that's blinding our mind to these truths? It's got to be the enemy, doesn't it? You know, when we read, it's like the scripture says in Matthew and Luke and Mark and all of them, that when we read the word, if we don't fully understand what it says, we walk out that door, and as we do, it says the enemy reaches in our heart and steals the word right out of our hearts. Is that what it says, brother? So if the enemy's stealing it out of your heart, then you notice, have you ever noticed Dave's prayer when he commands everything out of this building? You know that you're, Satan, you or your cohorts, none of you will be allowed to steal anything out of anybody's heart. He prays that all the time. So if he prays that, then all the spirits that are stealing the words out of your heart that you hear in this class and as this study, as we do this, they have to go away and they can't steal it out of your heart. So you get to take it home with you.
Amen.
See, and that's why you can do what you did, Miss Carrie.
Right.
You know, she had the word, her and her husband. Now, some of y'all know this, some of you don't. But Miss Carrie and her husband the other day had a relative that was in hospice in Florida and was dying. It's over. They know these principles. Her and her husband buys themselves an airplane ticket and flies down to Florida at their expense and prays for this cousin or aunt or whatever it was. Now, you talk about somebody, you know, when I think about what you did, I think about the number of times people have called me and say, if I buy you an airplane ticket or whatever, will you come down to Florida or whatever and pray for my so-and-so? And used to, when I wasn't so busy, I used to do that. All the time. And I saw the same kind of results you did. You know, because God honors that. So you and your husband went down there. They prayed for this person. It was a woman, right? They prayed for this woman, a relative. And just a few days later, they heard from the relative that she's out of the hospital. She's not in hospice no more. And then last week, the praise report was she's been out visiting other people and they're going out for dinner and all kinds of stuff. But a few weeks ago, she was in hospice, not expecting to make it through the week. But because of prayer, believing prayer, learning who you are in Christ, doing what the King says, knowing you're a princess, a royalty, and when you and your husband prayed, God is going to step in and do something. You are literally Jesus on this earth. That is the hardest thing in the world for us to realize, that when I walk around and I look at me or I look at you, I see Jesus on this earth in you. He's here. You know, and we have his name to use. Let's look at some of these scriptures. Let's look at a few, place or two here in the scripture. Let's go to get my list out here. I'm going to start with Acts. We'll go to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Let's go with, start with verse 16, 6 and go through 16. Acts 6. Let's look at this. Then Peter said, in other words, the story starts, I'll give you a little bit of update on the story. But Peter and John, they go to the temple every day to pray. And when they go there, there's always this man there. And so he's always begging for money, you know, begging for something to eat because he can't walk. He's crippled. And he's been crippled all of his life. And so, you know, Jesus, give us something beyond our imaginable, beyond our dreams. Then Peter said, when the guy said, I want money, Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is in the book of Acts. We are supposed to be in the book of Acts. And what he's trying to show you and me, that the power that he gives Peter and John is ours. It's ours. But you know, the thing about it is, because of faith, when Cheryl said something about Janessa singing, because of faith, some of you don't know, and I don't tell this very often, but once in a while we do. This little girl, when she came to us through Kim and Scott, she was never going to walk. That was a diagnosis. She's never going to walk in her life. She's going to be in a wheelchair. Never. So they adopted her. Yeah, they adopted her, and the doctor told her, said, you know, the couple that birthed her, you know, they were living in sin. And the doctors didn't have no idea that sin passes to those children. But it did. It passed to her. And so now then, she's going to be handicapped and retarded and only going to be able to ride around in a wheelchair all of her life. when they said, we don't want her. Kim says, she looked at her and says, I want her. Scott looked at her and said, I want her. We will take her. So they brought the little girl to us. And we sat down and we claimed the redemption from the curse. That's what Jesus already paid the price for. We kicked out the devils, asked the Lord to heal this precious little thing and let her walk and everything and be totally normal. Now, she was probably 6 or 8 months old, something like that. Had never walked, never crawled or nothing. But after prayer, it wasn't long. She's crawling. Then she's walking. And now then, as you see her, is what, 10 or 12 or whatever? 11 years old. You see her singing up there. See her running all over the church like a little deer. You know. What happens when we learn who we are in Christ? When you learn that you're Jesus, and people have a problem with this. You know, if I'm walking around and I see this fine gentleman right here and I say, hey, Brother Jesus, how you doing? Dave would agree with me. He knows who he is in Christ, right, Jack? Just like Jack does. I walk up and say, hey, Jesus, how you doing? I mean, they wouldn't be intimidated or nothing. They'd say, hey, praise the Lord, I'm doing good. But, you know, some people say, don't call me Jesus. You know, I'm not nowhere close to Jesus. Well, see, that's when you hadn't figured out who you are yet. That's why you don't see any miracles. That's why you don't walk where God wants you to walk, because you don't know who you are. You know, I think about the things that we do that we really don't know who we are. Just think. It should be normal that when we walk up in church, we walk in church, we say, hey, Brother Jesus, how are you doing? Hey, Miss Jesus, how you doing, girl?
Hallelujah.
Miss Jesus, how are you doing today?
Well.
Hey,
well.
Miss, hey, amen. You agree with that, right, Carrie? See, we are Jesus on this earth. Now, so many people, when he said we are made new creatures in Christ, and you, if you know who you are, you can lay hands on the sick and they'll heal. Well, just like I did when I was here. Everything that I did, you shall be able to do these things in my name. Even greater things than these that I've done, shall you do in my name.
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, Today is Your Day, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.